Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 Intermediate lesson on building a swing-heavy old-school DNB edit, starting in session view and committing it into arrangement view. This is one of those techniques that can completely change the feel of a drum and bass idea. A straight loop might already hit hard, but once you add the right kind of swing, the whole track starts breathing. It feels more human, more alive, and a lot more like classic jungle or old-school DNB energy, without losing the modern precision that makes the low end work in a club. What we're aiming for here is not sloppy timing. We're aiming for controlled movement. The kick and sub stay anchored, the snare stays punchy, and the hats, ghost notes, and break fragments do the dancing around them. That contrast is what gives the groove its attitude. So let's start in session view and build the foundation. Set up three main lanes. First, your drums. This could be a sliced break in simpler, a drum rack full of one-shots or a hybrid of both. Second, your bass, ideally split into a clean sub and a more characterful mid-bass or res layer. Third, your texture lane, which can be vinyl noise, ambience, short FX hits, reverse tails, or little transition sounds. Keep the first loop simple. In DNB, especially when you're trying to bring in swing, less is often more at the start. You want enough space in the pattern so the groove can be felt. If everything is busy, the swing gets lost. For the drums, start with an 8-bar or 16-bar loop. Keep the kick solid. Keep the main snare or backbeat clear. If you're using a break, don't feel like you need to preserve every slice exactly as it is. You're sculpting a groove, not just replaying audio. The important hits should stay strong, but the hats and ghost notes are where the motion lies. Now let's introduce the swing. There are two main approaches in Ableton Live 12. You can use the groove pool, or you can manually nudge notes and warps for a more custom feel. For this lesson, the groove pool is a great starting point because it's fast and musical. Try a 16th note swing and keep the amount subtle at first. Around 54 to 58% is a really good zone for hats and ghost percussion. That's enough to lean the groove without making it sound like it's dragging. Here's the key thing. Don't swing everything equally. That's one of the fastest ways to make the beat lose its spine. In old-school DNB, the low end usually stays tighter. So the kick and sub should remain close to the grid, while the hats, top break details, and little percussion accents carry more of a shuffle. That split is what makes the groove feel believable. The ear hears the faster high-frequency motion as human, while the low end stays firm and disciplined. If you're working with a break, slice it in simpler or drum rack and shape it carefully. Keep the kick hits tight. Keep the snare clear. Shorten the note lengths of ghost hits and hats so they don't blur into each other. If the break is too busy, don't just compress it harder. Remove some mid-range slices. In DNB, clarity often comes from subtraction. A really useful move here is to think in terms of front edge and tail. The front edge is the transient snap, the attack of the snare, the punch of the kick, the crispness of the hat. The tail is the room, the noise, the decay, the off-grid detail. If you control those two parts separately, the groove stays sharp but still feels alive. A little drum bus on the drum group can help glue things together. Keep it light. You want some body, some transient shaping, maybe a touch of drive, but not so much that the groove gets flattened. If you crush the break too hard, the ghost notes stop breathing and the swing loses its personality. Now let's talk bass, because in DNB the bass and drums are a relationship, not two separate ideas. Your sub should be simple and mono. Operator is perfect for this. A sine wave, short release, no stereo widening, nice and controlled. That low end is your anchor. Then your mid bass or res layer can bring the attitude. This is where you can use wave-eatable analog or a resampled texture. Add some saturation, some filter movement, maybe a little detune or harmonic grit. But keep it groove-aware. The bass should answer the drums, not fight them. A very common mistake is to make the bass mirror every kick or snare hit too closely. That can sound rigid and cluttered. Instead, leave holes around the snare. Let the bass phrase breathe. In many old-school and jungle-influenced edits, the bass line almost feels like it's conversing with the break. It plays, pauses, answers, and leaves room. Also, keep the sub clean and centered. Use utility if needed to make sure the low end stays mono. If the sub starts spreading out in stereo, the whole track can fall apart in a club system. Now, a really important point from the coach notes. Swing is a layered decision, not a single setting. The best results usually come from combining slightly shuffled hats, a near-straight kick and sub, and a break fragment that leans just enough to create push and pull. That layered feel is what makes the edit sound intentional instead of over-grooved. Before we move to arrangement view, get the loop feeling right in session view. Test the groove. Make sure the hats feel like they're leaning, not stumbling. Make sure the kick and sub still feel grounded. If the groove starts to feel drunk instead of elastic, check your note lengths. A note can be late, but if it's also too long, the pocket turns blurry very fast. Shorten the ghost notes before you push the timing further. Once the groove is locked, add your drum groove processing. A simple stock chain works great. EQ8 for cleanup, drum bus for punch and density, saturator for edge, and maybe a light compressor or glue compressor if the group needs cohesion. Be careful not to overcompress. The attack transients need enough shape to let the shuffle read properly. Now we're ready to print this into arrangement view. You can either trigger your clips in session view and record the performance into arrangement, or drag the clips directly onto the timeline. Either way, think in phrases. DDNB usually works best in 8-bar, 16-bar, or 32-bar blocks. Don't just throw the loop down and let it repeat endlessly. This is where it becomes a track. A good structure might be something like this: a filtered intro, then a build where the swing opens up a bit, then a full drop with drums and bass, then a switch up or fill, then a second section with some variation. Even small changes every 8 bars can make the arrangement feel alive. And this is where arrangement view really earns its place. Zoom in on the last quarter bar before each change. That tiny zone often decides whether a transition feels polished or amateur. A small snare pickup, a bass rest, a reverse hit, or a quick little delay throw can do more than a giant fill. In DNB, less can definitely be more if it lands in the right spot. Use automation to create tension and release. Bass filter cutoff is a great one. You can close it slightly at the start of a drop and open it later to make the section evolve. You can automate distortion amount for more bite at the end of a phrase. You can send a snare hit into reverb or delay for a throw before a switch. You can filter the atmosphere or break layer to build anticipation. A nice technique is to automate the last hit before a change a little more dramatically than everything else. That final quarter bar is often where the listener feels the transition most strongly. For the mix, start checking the fundamentals. Sub in mono, kick and sub not fighting. Bass harmonics audible on small speakers. Hats and snare bright enough, but not harsh. No ugly buildup in the 2 to 5kHz range. No mud sitting in the 200 to 400hz area. Use EQ8 to carve away unnecessary low mids in the drums, bass, and FX. Use Spectrum if you want a visual check on the low end. Use utility to lock the sub to mono. If the reese gets too wide, narrow it and let the stereo field come from FX instead. That keeps the main power centered where it belongs. If the snare feels sharp but not powerful, don't just add top end. Try a little body around 180 to 250hz. Sometimes the problem isn't brightness, it's weight. And if the break feels flat, a little transient shaping can help more than heavy compression. Another useful idea is to use contrast in transient density. If every lane is busy all the time, the swing loses its identity. Give the groove space. Let some bars breathe. Let the hats disappear for a moment. Let the bass drop out for half a bar. A brief absence can feel more energetic than adding more notes. That's a big part of old school DDNB and jungle energy. The groove feels exciting because it's constantly teasing motion, then opening up, then snapping back into place. As you refine the arrangement, consolidate the sections that feel right. This is a really smart move in live. Once a swung phrase is working, consolidate it so you stop accidentally nudging the feel later. Lock in those timing choices and move on. You want the groove to become part of the edit, not something you keep second-guessing. If you want a little more underground attitude, distort the mid-bass rather than the sub. Keep the sub clean and let the grit live above it. That gives you club weight without wrecking the foundation. You can also try layering a slightly messier version of the groove underneath the clean one. Add some velocity variation, tiny timing offsets, a bit more break saturation. Blend it under the main groove for extra grime and authenticity. As a final pass, listen to the whole thing in mono once. That's a huge reality check. If the groove still feels strong in mono, you're in good shape. If the swing disappears or the low end turns vague, go back and simplify. Usually the fix is not more processing. It's better separation, cleaner note lengths, and more disciplined placement. So to recap the core idea, use session view to experiment with swing and groove. Keep the sub and kick tight. Let the hats and ghost notes carry the shuffle. Then commit the best version into arrangement view so you can shape a proper DNB phrase with fills, automation, and transitions. That's how you turn a loop into a track section that feels human, heavy, and deliberate. Now here's your quick practice challenge. Build an 8-bar DNB loop with a break, a mono sub, and an FX lane. Apply swing only to the hats and ghost percussion. Keep the low end tight. Add drum bus and EQ to the drums, saturator to the bass. Record it into arrangement view. Then create one two bar switch up with a half bar sub mute, a snare fill, and a quick filter move on the bass. Then check it in mono. If the groove still hits, you've done it right. That's the lesson. Swing the right parts, keep the foundation solid, and let arrangement view turn the idea into a proper old school DNB edit.